Margaret, darling, I'm so glad you're home. I'm in the most frightful trouble. It's this report for comparative literature, and it's all such a hectic scramble. I mean, it's positively weird, the things I expect you to know. Oh, darling, you're such a comfort. I mean, there isn't a girl at the Delta House I can turn to the way I can you. All they do around there is gripe, gripe, gripe. They're down on you if you don't hold up the sorority average, but nobody wants to help you with anything. And here I am with a report I have to get in, or else. The only time I really mind being dumb is at the end of the quarter. My brain simply can't hold up under any more of those grotesque examinations. The reports they make you write. Margaret, darling, you've got to help me. Oh, dear, I know it's late. I know I should have come around before. But, darling, I was out with Tom in his new yellow roadster, and I don't know where the time was. I really don't. The hours simply melted away. Huh? What's the matter with my report? That's what I just don't understand. It sounds good to me, especially the part I copied out of the encyclopedia. After Professor Nichols read it, he said the only thing a man could do after wading through a mess like that was to go home and take a good cold shower. Those were his very words. I've still got till Saturday to work it over, so I thought you might help me with it the way you do. You always know what to do with my ideas, darling. It's funny. I have ideas, but I never know what to do with them.